accident. It happened about 4.5 hours ago.
Wow.
So you cannot get north on the 15. Take the 5. Trust me, it is a nightmare. Okay. What's going on up there. Even on the southbound side, too, is crazy. Yeah.
So Susan DeVincent, who does traffic here on Kixie and does a multitude of other things here with Intercom Media, worked with Sam. My goodness, Sam was here at Kixie for 40 years.
Yeah.
And we're talking about Sam Bass, by the way. And we've been talking about Sam and actually playing stories from Sam's mouth, as a matter of fact. I mean, just all these stories that he's been sharing throughout the morning show about things that have happened in his life. He's had quite a life, I have to say.
Oh, yeah.
Sam passed away last night. He had one bout of cancer many years ago, beat it, and then he had a late diagnosis only about 2 months ago.
Yeah.
And it was pretty, actually, the doctors, to be honest with you, at that time, gave him 2 weeks. And they were like, you only got 2 weeks to live. And I'm going to tell you, that guy lived for another 2 months. But the beautiful thing about that is that the outpouring of love when people found out that this was a terminal situation. I'm so glad that he got to see that.
Absolutely. And he did. And I remember being in the hospital with him. And it was funny because the one thing he was worried about was people would forget about him when he went off the air. I mean, this was his life, Kixie, for 40 years.
Yeah.
I worked with him for 18 of those years and saw him every day, either before or after my show, because I worked mornings and afternoons. And he was always the midday guy here forever. And Sam really lived Kixie. And he was on Facebook reading all those great posts that you guys were writing about him. And he absolutely loved it. Honest to God, even on the day when someone mistakenly posted that Sam had passed away, because it was the day that they were going to remove a tube from his throat, and they sometimes people pass when that happens.
Yeah.
Instead, they took the tube out, and Sam tells the doctors, hey, I'm hungry. Give me some food. And he asked for, like, pickles. And the doctors were shocked. They were, what? And they moved him from ICU to a regular room then. And it was just nuts. He was like our miracle baby.
Yeah.
You're like our little miracle baby.
Yeah.
And so he loved all those posts. In fact, when we were horrified about the post that somebody put up that he'd already died, he read it. I was so afraid that he was going to see it, and the family was like, "Oh my God, don't let him see Facebook." And he did, and he laughed, and he said, "Can't keep this Merchant Marine down. Forget
Thank
about
you.
It."
Thank you.
Know? So that was just Sam, and you know, but he was an icon on the air. You know, for all of us, he was a mentor. I'll never forget though the first day that I worked here. 18 years ago with Sunny West and Kevin Dean, and we did the morning show, and Sam was after us, and I hadn't met Sam yet, right? I was kind of nervous to meet him. His image was always super, like, conservative, and I was scared of him, right? He walks out of the studio the first time holding the trash can up high and saying, "Who did this?" And I had thrown a cup of coffee in the trash can, still had a little bit of coffee in it.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's me? And he goes, "Susan, we do not throw coffee into the trash can because I could throw something away and it'll splash up on me." I was like, whoa. He was very OCD.
Okay.
Kevin one day just took the newspaper and just switched around the order of the articles.
Oh,
and
just
it
to
freaked
mess
him out.
With him?
Just to mess with him. You know, but that was just Sam. You know, we still loved him. It was just one of his quirky things.
Yeah.
And whenever he was on the air, he just kind of, like, always kind of flicked his little ear, his earlobe when he was on the air. It was just so fun to, like, watch Sam. But he was very animated when he was on the air and just lived for this station and loved this station.
And for San Diego, too.
Yes. And, you know, I'll be honest. I mean, we knew that this was coming because, like you said, several weeks ago, we thought this might happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a hard day. It's a hard day for all of us here in our Kixie family, but all the listeners, too. Just want to let you know that Sam loved this station. He had a great life, a full life, and you should totally go on his Facebook page because the stuff that he wrote, not only through his career, was he wrote beautiful, insightful posts, but even including when he knew that his last days were coming, the things that he wrote were beautiful. I think we should make a book of Sam's posts. I'm not kidding.
Yeah, he was, well, and I've said this all morning long, and luckily I've been able to play a lot of the stories. It was amazing what a Google search can do for you.
Yeah.
I found some really funny stuff out about Sam and actually found stories that he's telling himself about things that happened in his life. And, you know, he was so at peace. I know, I was lucky enough to work with him, but also on Sundays I saw him because he at the later end of his life was coming to my church, and I actually watched him get baptized.
Oh, wow.
Last year and a half ago, which was like a beautiful moment. And he was so at peace when the, I mean, he was, you know, yeah.
He was ready to meet his maker.
He
That's what he said. And, you know,
he was.
And it was funny because at that time it was kind of hard for us to hear. And, you know, you have to really think about what someone wants. He was at peace. He led a good life. He has beautiful children that are all doing well. They were all there at his side with him. And so he got time with us, but he also got really precious time with his family.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want everybody to know that's listening, that listened to him for all those years, including 25 years ago when he initially got throat cancer and survived it. People remember him from even then.
Yeah.
That he, this, everybody meant so much to him.
Yeah.
And he just absolutely loves all of San Diego and all the people that listened to him for all those years. And we'll never forget him.
Yeah,
we'll
for sure.
We'll never forget him.
You know, Sam was Sam very much had a dual personality to where he could be kind of salty every once in a while.
Oh, yeah, the Merchant Marine.
Yeah, he was Merchant Marine guy. But I'm going to tell you, this guy wore his heart on his sleeve.
For
he
sure.
and I would get into conversations sometimes, and he would start to tear up and be like,
yeah.
why do you always make me cry? And I'm
he
like,
does.
I love that. You know, he would go deep and he would have conversations with you, but ugh.
And he was also a very giving person too, you know, as this tremendously successful broadcaster. I would still sometimes come in on weekends and I'd see him working with some kid that was just starting out, and he'd be listening to his tape and giving him recommendations on how he could do it better. Like, he didn't have to spend time doing that.
Yeah.
That's just the kind of guy he was.
Yeah.
He's a very special person.
Very sure.
We love him a lot.
Thank you for coming in and sharing. Appreciate that very much. I know that was hard on you. She's been crying all morning.
All morning.
I'm sorry. She kept going, I can't do it this hour. I can't do it this hour.